to say that over 80% of professional law students have failed their exam, it's something to worry about. And it is indeed a worry for both legislators and then legal education generally in Ghana.
What makes it particularly worrying for legislators?
Well, I'm sure some historical antecedents will bring us to speed with what I'm talking about. I'm sure you are aware of a Supreme Court ruling regarding entrance exam into the law school. So this has come to the attention of the legislature. And for some time now, we've been dealing with this issue both at the Subsidiary Legislation Committee and Constitutional, Legal and Parliamentary Affairs level. I mean, to the extent that the Speaker had to convene a joint committee meeting to look at the petition of the student. So while at it, then, we have this bombshell. It's unprecedented in the history of legal education as far as a professional legal education is concerned in the country, to say that over 80%.
Rabbi Sabahama, we will come to that to find out how this bombshell is going to affect the passage of the LI. But is it that the bar has been raised, or the students were just bad, or the teachers didn't teach them well?
We as legislators, we want to call for a probe into this whole matter. And so there has to be an investigation to find out what the causes are. Once we get to know what the causes are, it could either be that they were not taught well, it could either be that the students did not pass, it could be any of these reasons that I've given. But then we need to find out what the reasons are and then to provide a solution to this.
Member of the Subsidiary Legislation Committee of Parliament, Mohammed Shedu. Meanwhile, the MP for Akachi South and Deputy Chairman of the Subsidiary Legislation Committee, Bernard Ahiafo, says allegations being made will not help the situation. He said some students are bound to fail and pass in every examination. He therefore urged the aggrieved students to tackle the issue from the grassroots.
When the result was released, over 80% of the students failed the examination, which means roughly about 20 passed the examination. While we've listened to the view of the students, the allegation upon allegation, but that will not help the situation. In every examination, some are bound to pass and others are bound to fail. The only thing is that it is unfortunate that the number that failed this time around, it's so alarming, 80%.
Will you say the students were just bad or the teachers didn't teach well?
I will not be able to depend, because I am not part of them, be able to assess whether the teachers have taught them well or the students are. So that will definitely be difficult for me to determine or attribute why the students have failed without interrogating the issues further and making some inquiry as to why this time around the overwhelming majority of the students failed their examination.
So from the unfolding events, what do you think should be the way forward?
Well, the way forward is that we need to find out why the majority of the students failed this particular examination. Only when we know the reasons underpinning their failure, that we'll be able to come out with a way forward to address the situation. We ask the question whether the students were bad or the lecturers didn't teach them well. These are all findings that we should be able to make, to be able to determine the way forward.
Member of Parliament for Akachi South and Deputy Chairman of the Subsidiary Legislation, Bernard Ahiafo, a private legal practitioner and PR of the Ghana Bar Association, Yaa Jakubu, said it is unfortunate such a large number of students failed to pass the entrance examination of the Ghana School of Law.
I do not think that things have changed. It is the same standard. Some way, somehow, some students failed to make it this time round, and I cannot give a reason for that.
So what do you think should be the way forward?
To the students, I'll tell them not to give up on their hopes and their dreams. I think they want to be lawyers, so I think they should not give up. If they have write a paper or two, I think they should just write the papers and then get on with it.
Now, the SRC has given the General Legal Counsel a 30-day ultimatum for a remark. Is that a way out of the situation?
GBA has four representatives on the General Counsel. We are represented on the council by the President of the Bar, by the National Vice President of the Bar, by the National Secretary of the Bar, and by one of our regional presidents. Now, I've had discussions with the President of the GBA, and he's assured me that the necessary moderation was done by the Independent Examination Board, so far as the examination was concerned. So I do not think that's the way forward.
You heard the PR of the Ghana Bar Association, Yaa Jakubu.